Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo, and it is panto season in Waterbeach. But for the first time in 20 years, it will be without Dame Chris Shin. Chris is here, and instead of Chris in the panto, it's going to be Gareth Atkinson, who has just arrived, hot-footed it from the A10 to be with us. Always, the moment I sort of got in touch with you guys and thought, they're going to be coming down the A10. Okay, how are they going to do this? But thank you. Congratulations for making it.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Good morning.
Good morning to you both. Chris, we'll start with you. This is the first time in 20 years that you haven't played the Dame, but I think your involvement in the panto in Waterbeach goes even further back.
Yeah, it goes back to about 1990, so 30 years. That was my first Dame. That was my first panto anywhere. And I've always done it with the Waterbeach Theatre Company. Written or co-written, virtually all of those, some of which have been published, which is quite nice.
So other groups get to use them, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a group in St Ives, the Centre Players, who are doing one of our pantos this very week.
Are they, indeed? Yes. I see that the whole concept, we were talking about this earlier in the week, I remember doing panto in the middle of February. In the half term.
Yeah, that's
because that was like a handy place. Because I guess people who might be in that are going to be away ordinarily at the times we might go to see it at the Arts Theatre or somewhere else.
Yeah, and I think half term tends to fall then, so there's no school, so therefore the smaller children that parents feel, I think they can bring them out in the evening and they don't have to worry about getting up for school the next day.
Yeah, I guess that's often a thing, isn't it, with all of that. So, Gareth, good morning to you as well. How did you manage to get persuaded to take on this role?
Didn't take much. No. Good morning. No, it's... So I started doing panto a couple of years ago, just because I'd moved to Waterbeach. I just wanted to meet people. Mm-hmm. So started doing there and managed to get the villainous role. And then last year, just before all the auditions were taking place, I just got contacted just to say, by the way, Chris isn't going to be stepping down. We thought you might be great. Did you want to audition for the part? Well, I think they realised that I don't really have much in the way of dignity left, so I thought, great, let's do it.
How do you think I feel? I haven't got any left.
I'll pick up your shreds and I'll wear them well.
See, now, what you said there sort of picks up on what I've just been thinking. Now, they said to you, we think you'd be great to play our next grand old Dame, but what is it that makes you? Because it's got to take a bit of a character, a bit of an actor, to suddenly go, yeah, I'm going to whack on a load of old makeup and hair and heels and play a woman. Or, you know, yeah, the Christmassy, womany, pantomimey character.
Womany.
What is that?
Oh, well, that's a normal weekend for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Just last weekend, I used up my last of my makeup. And I'm using yours now.
You are indeed, yeah. I've sold it to you at a very reasonable rate, haven't I?
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those strange things that every now and then I'll go on stage just doing MDREM stuff and people say, oh, you've got such stage presence.
Mm.
I don't know what stage presence is. But apparently I go out on stage and I fill it or something along those lines and people just go, oh, you'd be great at kind of the full Monty. So a few years back they were doing an amateur version of the full Monty on stage and they were struggling to get people to audition for it and they said, oh, Gareth, we think you'd love to go up on stage and take your clothes off. And I was like, you know what, you're right. So I don't know what it is, but the willingness to do anything for a laugh definitely helps.
Yes. Do you feel a bit scared that you got some big old shoes to fill after taking over for 20 years, Chris, playing the panto queen?
It has flickered across my mind from time to time, but more along the lines of people would have grown up in Waterbeach seeing Chris, and we said literally grown up.
Is it a bit like Stuart White presenting Look East for the past 100 years? And there's like people who cannot remember a time when he wasn't at the front of the local news.
Well, I was thinking when you started in 1990, I was 9.
Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
So was I. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think also, yeah, Diana's right. You have to have that extrovert over the top.
Definitely.
Character, really, because it's no good being the Dame. And at the end of the day, the Dame is really the main link between the cast, who still treat the Dame as a woman, and the audience, who, spoiler alert here, know in the main.
They know the secret.
This feels like a spurious story, because I see no evidence of it whatsoever, at least locally. There was a suggestion that the traditional pantomime cross-dressing was coming to an end, and we were seeing males playing princes, and female always gets to play a princess. Do you see any evidence of that at all?
Occasionally, I have to say I'm not a fan of it. You do get female dames. Mm. And to me, personally, that's just not right. The principal boy should be a girl playing a boy, and the dame should be played by a chap.
And how easy is it to get enough of both sexes to come and audition in the first place? Because I went to a panto, I guess local / regional panto, but it was an amateur production in Milton Keynes. It was a great production, but there were very few men involved. Mm.
This is the general problem, I think, with amateur drama in a lot of cases, that there are always more women than men. The one thing that I think you can do in panto that you can't do in a lot of other things is you can have women playing men's parts. So if you've got a couple of baddies, they don't necessarily have to be played by men. They can both be played by women, or you can have one of each. And you can swap some of the things. If you've got a king, you could always make that a queen. Or if you've got king rat, you could make that queen rat. So there's quite a bit of scope there, really. But I always think that really you should really try and get a man as a dame and a girl as a principal boy. That's just my opinion. What do you think?
I think that's a lovely opinion.
Do you think you'll be doing the Dame for 20 years?
I'm not sure if I'll still be around in 20 years. Who knows? I really don't know from one day to the next. Let's see how long it carries on for. Chris could just see me and just go, oh, no, I didn't take it. But no, of course he won't.
No, we haven't actually. It's Snow White. We needn't trouble people with the plot. I guess they possibly know what might be happening. But do things, Chris, because your script, I think, do you do things like throwing in local references and things like that?
Yeah, there's always a few local references, and because sometimes when you write these things, you don't know what's going to be topical and in the news at the time that you do it.
Whopping great big chimney planned for Waterbeach, haven't you?
It's everything planned for Waterbeach. So we put a few of those in. But we've got certain things that we do at the Waterbeach show that's a sort of tradition for us.
You have
us.
Got local traditions, do you, as well?
Well, the thing is, we always like to get the kids up on the stage. That's always a bit that we never miss out.
Yeah.
Except for one year when I was doing it and there were no children that wanted to come up on stage. So when we got to that bit, I thought, I'm not sure what to do here. So I thought, well, I just carried on as if there were and talked to invisible children standing beside me, which was that was fun. That was different. And we also do a UV. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah.
and we always do a UV section as well, with ultraviolet light and sort of stuff. And those sort of things. So, you know, it's a nice show. Well, I mean, I would say that, wouldn't I? But no, it is great.
That's
and
good.
it's getting a big following. And already, in fact,
your matinees are already sold out,
out. There are seats available for the other three performances from the 23rd to the 25th of January.
Okay, so a couple of weeks to go.
A couple of weeks for that.
The tip might be to book now.
The tip is to book now. yes.
And we do that on the web. Do we do that on your website?
Yep. That's our website. You can book. Well, you can book through the Ticket Source website.
Ticket Source.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And there's all the details are on our actual website.
Okay, which is.
That's a very good
This is always
question.
A dangerous question. I'll tell you something, it's one of these things you always check with people. You do know your own website, and the time you don't is the time. But I dare say, if people just do what I did and just Google Waterbeach Snow White, and that's going to pop up fairly high, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, because in fact, last year we did, what did we do? Jack and the Beanstalk, didn't
yes.
we? And that was, I think, the highest or the biggest audience that we've had for.
How many did you get over the course of the 3 or 4 days?
We do 4 performances, and I think for that we got over 630.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And in fact, this, last year now, of course, we did 2 other shows. We did Heidi High and we did The Diary of Anne Frank. And they were both high audience numbers as well. We had 300 or more for each of those. So that's pretty good, really.
Really good. Yeah.
And so I think we've sort of built up a half-decent reputation.
That's good.
Which this young man, Gareth, will now carry on.
The mantle goes to you, Gareth. we should wind up now, but gentlemen...
It's starting to look a bit scared now. Yeah. Is it all starting to come true now?
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm not going to say that anyway.
Well, gentlemen, or maybe I should say ladies, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's Christian and also Gareth Atkinson. They are dames past and present in the Waterbeach Theatre Company's production of Snow White. Cambridge 105.